Hello, my name is Lucas Phillip, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus located on the traditional and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. And this is a new episode of No Dead Air. Today on the show, I will be talking about ECM, or the Edition of Contemporary Music. It is an independent record label founded in Munich in the year 1969. And since then, it has been responsible for distributing modern classical, jazz, and avant-garde music. Much of their content has remained on LP and CD format and cassettes, but recently they have published many of their releases on the digital format, making previously hard-to-find music much easier to find. And in this episode, I will introduce their unique content and what's featured on the label, some of the artists there. So the first song that we heard, in part, because my computer actually decided to turn off, was Vita Antiga by Erasmo Carlos, and he is a Brazilian singer and songwriter, and I find that his sound is reminiscent of Sue George's acoustic covers from the Life Aquatic movie, although I don't listen to much South American music, but I find that that particular song had a cheerful seaside melody, and it was a laid-back groove with lush horns and 60s rock-inspired guitars. Now, the first example I have from the ECM music label is Keith Jarrett's live album. It's a concert that he did in Cologne, Germany. And we're going to listen to an excerpt from a TED Talk by Tim Hartford. And the TED Talk is sort of explaining the origins of the album, but his TED Talk is more central on the idea of how frustration can make us more creative individuals. And so I'm going to play the beginning of the TED Talk.
Late in January 1975, a 17-year-old German girl called Vera Brandes walked out onto the stage of the Cologne Opera House. The auditorium was empty. It was lit only by the dim green glow of the emergency exit sign. This was the most exciting day of Vera's life. She was the youngest concert promoter in Germany, and she had persuaded the Cologne Opera House to host a late-night concert of jazz from the American musician Keith Jarrett. 1,400 people were coming. And in just a few hours, Jarrett would walk out on the same stage, he'd sit down at the piano, and without rehearsal or sheet music, he'd begin to play. But right now, Vera was introducing Keith to the piano in question, and it wasn't going well. So Jarrett looked at the instrument a little warily, played a few notes, walked around it, played a few more notes, muttered something to his producer, and the producer came over to Vera and said, "If you don't get a new piano, Keith can't play." There'd been a mistake. The opera house had provided the wrong instrument. This one had this harsh, tinny upper register because all the felt had worn away. The black notes were sticking, the white notes were out of tune, the pedals didn't work, and the piano itself was just too small. It wouldn't create the volume that would fill a large space, such as the Cologne Opera House. So Keith Jarrett left. He went and sat outside in his car, leaving Vera Brandes to get on the phone to try to find a replacement piano. Now, she got a piano tuner, but she couldn't get a new piano. And so she went outside, and she stood there in the rain, talking to Keith Jarrett, begging him not to cancel the concert. And he looked out of his car at this bedraggled, rain-drenched German teenager, took pity on her, and said, "Never forget, only for you."
And so Keith Jarrett ended up playing the concert, and we're going to listen to the first track from the live studio album that was released soon after. Tim Hartford goes on to talk more about how frustration can make us more creative, and specifically the example of Keith. And some interesting things you can actually hear while Keith is playing is that he in general, avoids playing the harsh tinny upper registers, has these rumbling arpeggios in the bass in order to produce enough volume on the small grand piano to reach the entire auditorium. And the pedals, they don't work. You can actually hear them on the record. When he uses the pedal, it's not in the conventional way. It's to create like a percussive clicking noise. He's just working with what he's got. So this is the first track. It's titled January 24th, 1959, Part 1. This is from the Coln Concert, Keith Jarrett.
Thank you.
And the concert continues. It's a long show, considering that the beginning of the performance started at like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. By the time the concert was over, it was well into, 2:30 in the morning. And considering that 1,400 people, as Tim Hartford put it, decided to stay in that amphitheater and listen to him, it was a special night. And unfortunately, I can't play the full his full set on the show. We have a lot more to get to, but I would highly recommend the rest of the album. And each part, each section does have its differences, and it's not it's quite spontaneous, and he's improvising the whole thing. So he's really just making it up on the spot. And in fact, I think his concert was actually written out after the fact, and I think people learn how to play it and stuff. Okay. Well, the next thing that I have is Black Ear by Steve Tibbetts. This is another album from the ECM label, and part of what makes ECM so special is that it encompasses sounds from cultures all over the world. Big Map Idea, the album that this next song is featured on, is an Eastern sounding record. Steve Tibbetts is actually from Minnesota, in fact. But the instrumentation includes things, I might be pronouncing them wrong, so forgive me, but the dobro, the kalimba, the pianolin, the tabla, various percussion elements. Although it sounds strange and foreign to me, at least, it is still at its heart jazz music. And so this is why I'm playing it on the show today. I first heard this album, I was amazed to discover what all of these instruments sounded like, and moreover, what they sounded like together. Because I've heard, some bands experiment with, featuring this, featuring that. But like an entire ensemble made from these Eastern instruments, I just don't typically listen to that kind of stuff. But this album on ECM Records, it was something else, And too often do we think of like jazz music as being piano, drums, bass, horns, etc. It's easy to forget that there's music that involved independently, and that produces that produces its own unique sound. And it's difficult for me to actually describe the album genuinely. I'll leave that for the song to accomplish. But yeah, I thought it was a super unique thing that I wouldn't be able to find on any other jazz label out there. I not that I know of. So this is Black Ear by Steve Tibbetts. What I found interesting about that was some of the effects that you hear in electronic music that they accomplish using, you know, pieces of digital software come naturally out of these like acoustic instruments from, you know, Eastern culture, like things that you just don't get from playing a guitar, no matter how you hold it or how you strum it or something of the like, you know, are part of you know, the normal playing of these other instruments. And it's just super cool to kind of hear this entire new, like, palette of jazz. And so this whole album's consistently great. They've got, you know, Steve Tibbetts does a cover of a Led Zeppelin tune called Black Mountain Slide, which is really interesting because I think it was intended to be played not on, like, you know, the traditional six-string guitar, but on something else, and it just sounds so at home, like in its right place. You know, I mean, obviously, Led Zeppelin, you know, did it justice, and it sounded great, and it became a very popular tune for people learning how to play the guitar, because it was, you know, it's an interesting solo guitar piece that's quite challenging to learn, yeah, I think, you know, Steve Tibbetts, was really, you know, exploring some interesting types of music on this album. Okay, so next, I have a dub reggae tune. This is called Carrier by Rhythm and Sound. This is a provocative, contemplative, nighttime, downtown driving music song. The fatness, as some of my friends put it, you know, it can't really be put into words. This track it sounds really fat, and it does an excellent job of creating like an expanse, the same way, you know, some soundtracks do, like the one from the movie The Revenant. Just sounds really big and open, and like you can kind of move around in the space in your headphones and all that, or however you're listening to the music, whatever. But yeah, so what dub reggae is, and I didn't know much about this before I, you know, started listening to this duo specifically, and unfortunately I don't actually have A lot of examples to show you, just pretty much what these guys make. So what, to my understanding, dub reggae is fusion of reggae and electronic music. And it continues to impress me, listen after listen. I can't tell if that's just, you know, the genius and the freshness of the genre, or if that's specifically what these guys are doing. I think it's a really cool sound. So this is Carrier, by the German music duo Rhythm and Sound. I think this came out in, let me just check. This came out in the year. I don't actually have it for you, but this is the song.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can really get lost in this. Before we go on to the next track, we have some announcements. Woohoo!
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101 or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
And all serious, though, do check out his show. It's really great. For those just tuning in, you are listening to No Dead Air. This is a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental electronic and post-rock programming. And this is CITR 101.9 FM radio. Okay, so the next song I have up next is some soul. I had to because this was kind of a timely release. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Last record that they are putting out, unfortunately, due to Sharon Jones passing away for cancer related illness. But surprisingly, you know, even with all of the stuff that was going on in her life, she managed to work with her band, and they came out with this final record, and it's great. It's awesome. I have some things to say about it. So we're gonna listen to the song "Come and Be a Winner," and I really love this one lyric. It says, "Sometimes people will treat you like a worn out shoe, but they don't know that you can't lose." So it's soulful and smooth, and it celebrates a triumphant last return. Consistently, this group has been anchoring soul music in its golden age. I know many artists, for example, Leon Bridges, you know, who aspire to do this. But Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are able to preserve an authenticity and to remain creatively original without sounding like a reincarnation of all the genre stereotypes, which is much easier said than done. So congratulations to those musicians. And without further ado, let's listen to the track.
You can't lose.
So that was Come and Be a Winner by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I would highly recommend checking out the rest of the album. In fact, I don't even think I played the best track. I gave it a listen through, and then I decided, oh, like, this is a really nice song. And then I listened to it some more, and I heard some other really great things that I kind of wanted to show you guys. But unfortunately, the show's only an hour long, and I haven't made an episode in like forever because of exams. So here's, you know, I wanted to talk about all of these other tracks from ECM and throw in some, you know, mixed bags. Oh, it's just kind of a mess. Anyways, this next song is from the ECM label, so we have some thematic consistencies here. This is Arbos by Arvulpart. If I'm pronouncing his name right, it has accents. I don't know. He's an Estonian classical composer. And, like, okay, so I normally don't listen to this kinds of stuff, but I was like, oh, ECM, you know, jazz and classical music. And I, you know, I heard some of this, and it was like, whoa. And I think I'm going to, like, start, you know, listening to this type of music more. And to be fair, I've actually heard something similar to this, but it turns out to be, like, when I go to church for, like, Christmas and Easter, you know, you'll hear some, like, really epic choir music. And you just don't get that at any other time during the year. And so it's great. There's this album and it has some of it there. And so this one song, De Profundis, that's my best. It's a vocal and organ performance and it captures the epic qualities of minimalist music. So with all minimalist music, Arvulpart, the composer, he's respecting the silence and the space around the music as much as the music itself. So the track features an evocative baritone vocal performance. I mean, these guys, they're just, it's insane. Percussion and a patient arpeggiating organ. And thanks to ECM, I can, you know, and you can too. Hear, at ECM and the recording efforts of all the classical composers on the label and everywhere, in fact. It's just much easier to kind of, to hear this kind of music outside of that setting, which is great because I'm all about just music everywhere, all the time, on the go. So this is De Profundis by Arvulpart.
Thank you. This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Or just flop out under... So that was De Profundis by Arvo Part. I mean, those guys are just killing it. Awesome vocal performance. So up next, we have track three. Really creative naming. This is an instrumental hip hop beat. Jumping all over the place with this episode today. Instrumental hip hop artist Teebs is a Los Angeles producer. His music has a strong focus on texture. On this particular project, Teebs presents us with a compilation of relaxing and hypnotic beats coated in warm fuzz. This is the Cecilia Tapes Collection, and it's not an official LP or EP release. It just kind of was self-uploaded onto the internet. And I happened to stumble upon this by accident, because I just, you know, wander the internet sometimes. It's a rather succinct project. And it's become one of my favorite instrumental hip-hop motifs. And up there with, like, Madlib and like, J Dilla, like, the big ones. I would recommend this entire collection. You know, each track introduces a new idea that is explored through this repetitive looping. And it embodies this concept of chill in a unique way. So this is track three on the tape. This is track three on the tape. We'll be right back. Well, that was track three by Teebs. Maybe I'll play the other ones on another episode. Kind of playing it just now. Maybe it's like out of context. Maybe like the whole project's like 20 minutes. You can listen to the thing front to back like in a breeze. Doesn't even like that's not even a commitment. Like 20 minutes. Yeah. I don't know. They're really cool. I like them. Just to put on, you know, you put it on. You don't have to really pay much attention to it. It's just kind of like, it really is chill. I was trying to come up with better ways to describe it, but maybe, you know, maybe I just repeat the word chill several times into the microphone until people like kind of are like, yeah, that's chill. Okay, well this next track's like also chill, but it embodies chill in a different way. Well, this isn't an instrumental hip hop song. So there's less of an emphasis on beat iteration. There's more of a true sense of melody and harmony. And as my friend would put it, it doesn't sound like Rice Krispies, like the little Rice Krispie puffs. Okay, well, this mix includes acoustic guitar, ringing piano, glockenspiel, a subdued electronic drum beat, distorted guitar, and soft static, so maybe a little bit of Rice Krispie. And it feels more like an instrumental interlude, you know, serving as a buffer between noisier rock songs. And that's because it is. It definitely is an instrumental interlude. This is the song Slot Tet Number 2 by the Radio Department off of their renowned shoegaze album, The Lesser Matters. So we're going to play it. It's nice, nice, laid-back, relaxing track. Hope you guys enjoy. Quite a lovely piece of music, if I say so myself. So, that's pretty much it for the episode. I got one more track. I would like to thank everybody for listening in. This was an overdue episode of No Dead Air. Yeah, well, this is so I'll see you guys after the break because I'm going back home for the holidays. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, and remember to check out the Facebook page if you're interested. Leave a comment. Get back to me, or you know, tell me how I could improve the show. So I'm going to leave you with a song. This is The Changes I've Been Going Through by Mary J. Blige. You know, just something fun. You know, it's a Thursday night. I'm exhausted. Yeah, you know, just for the hell of it, okay?
Was it that hard?